I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
Would you other sports leagues try to just figure yourselves out already? The NBA's got it figured out, you doofuses. I think that the NBA, with their vote today, made a massive statement. 29-1. The board, which are all the, you know, kind of all the owners in the NBA, they voted 29-1 to ratify the new how they're going to pull off this NBA season. And think about how insane this is. If someone were to propose this ever, like even a month, let's say 2 weeks in, we'd have gone, that is so dumb to bring in the playoffs, like, you know, middle of July and just try to finish the season in October. We'd have gone, that's the dumbest idea we've ever heard. Now we're begging for it because the NBA is fluid and tries to make adjustments. So good on Adam Silver. The Portland Trailblazers, the only naysayers to the proposal. Not sure exactly why, but doesn't matter. Our Utah Jazz voted in favor of it. It's going to happen. You're going to see an 8-game semi-small regular season leading up to a playoff involving 22 teams down in Orlando, Florida. Of those, after those 8 games, we'll have a traditional 8 in the West, 8 in the East, and you will be able to see the playoffs play out. Scott, this has to be a wake-up call for all the other sports across the board.
Well, it's certainly a unique way to do it, and when you live in a unique time like this, you know, you got to think outside the box. As I've looked through this, I think it addresses a lot of the concerns about limiting the mobility of the players and isolating them as much as they possibly can, still having a semblance of some kind of movement or push toward to end the regular season going into the playoffs, and then having a full playoff schedule, which I think will be exciting. A lot of these players growing up, they participated in stuff like this all the time, you know, where they have these, they're on these AAU teams and they go to these tournaments and they play all around the country. And so this kind of setting is probably something that's not really new to a lot of the players. They've done it at some point in their life, unless they weren't very good at basketball at a young age and just didn't make it on an AAU team. But for the most part, I think it's pretty good. The one question I have for you though, Alex.
Yes.
Why? What happens now? Because now they're ending the season in October. Are they just going to have a quick turnaround and say, okay, we're back at it again the 1st of November? Or are they going to delay the start of next year and start that and just maybe see if they might continue with a later starting schedule? I don't know that I've read anything or saw anything where that changes.
Initially, they had talked about the idea of turning right around and starting the season back up in a couple, like 100 days later, kind of a thing, like or maybe just less, like just right around Christmas or right after Christmas. You know, you certainly don't want to compete with the NFL playoffs, but no one cares at this point. It's like, just get everything going. We all understand. We're not going to go, how dare you, basketball? Let football have its time. It's like, no, we all, if you want the NBA to get onto a schedule where it feels like it's quote unquote normal again, which, by the way, if we were ending the NBA season, we'd be in the finals right now, right? Or we'd be in close to the finals. Yeah. Western Conference Finals, Eastern Conference Finals, getting into the finals. We'd probably be 2 or 3 games into the finals right now. Why not end the stinking thing in August anyway?
Right.
You know what the worst time to be talking about sports is? During the stinking summer, man. And so just patch it up. No one wants to be talking about baseball in July. Let's talk about like the end of the NBA season, going into the playoffs in July, going forward, and have those things end in August. Give them their time off and then start off on Christmas. We talked about this at the very beginning of all of it, and we were insane to think about it. But now it's like, hey, listen, you guys work for us as consumers. You know, that's kind of the way this works. I want you guys to take a hard look at how the season is set up and don't just do it for the sake of this is how we've always done it in the past, because now that's out the window. Everything needs to change now. So do it at a different time. You're kind of your slower time of the season when the NFL playoffs would be going on. And look, we don't really start dialing into NBA basketball until we're a couple months in anyway, right?
I think you're going to catch people's best attention in that August time frame. People are going back to school. NFL season's getting ready to kick off. College football's getting ready to kick off. People are really hungry for sports. And they're hungry for it in the summer too. I think you're going to have the ability to have more people with school not being in play, going and attending games over the summer. If this was the case, I think when you kind of end it in June, it's kind of a weird time to me. But I've always loved this, Alex. Always loved the idea of starting the season later. I love it kind of around that Christmas time.
If it started on Christmas Day, it'd be amazing.
Well, you think of everyone gets excited, even NBA players, about playing on Christmas Day. It's a tradition that's kind of close to like the Thanksgiving tradition with football. And if you're kicking off your NBA season around that time, you're just gonna draw more fans in, and you're gonna have a greater interest in what's happening. So I love the idea of this. Maybe they'll do it. I don't know, but we'll see. But it certainly makes a lot of sense.
I'm looking at what they're doing, and I'm looking at like the idea of, you know, what are we starting to get? Some copycatting from some of these other leagues. MLS is going, hey, listen, let's fire this thing up in Orlando. And I know it feels like a little mini tournament. And I think Tom Hackett was telling me yesterday, he goes, it feels kind of like a cheap little tournament. I'm going, Tom, there's nothing going on right now. And no, you don't need to have just the stadiums around your city empty without fans. Do it down in a centralized place. That's why the NBA, this is working for them so far. We'll have to see how it actually turns out. But you're seeing other leagues going, hey, not a bad idea. Major League Baseball are a bunch of doofuses who can't figure it out. They look so lame just fighting over just the money part, and whether or not the hotel stays would be good enough. And it's like, get over yourselves and just get the season going.
Yeah, the optics in baseball are really bad, and this is a league that says, hey, we think cheating's okay. And so when they have that mindset,
you can't make these adjustments. Come on.
What more can you expect from them, right? So you know, it doesn't surprise me that baseball is having these issues, and the way that basketball is kind of infringing on their turf, so to speak, is certainly a way to make baseball even less and less relevant. And I think it's a bold move, and I think baseball really needs to wake up as to how people outside of their bubble. Because that's a problem with a lot of these sports, is they get so caught up in themselves, they don't see how things really are. And I just don't think these players, these owners, the league in general, have really grasped maybe how the reality of how people view them. You know, one time America's pastime, and it's just, you know, it's part of American, the iconery of America, and it's kind of lost that right now. And they better do something in a hurry, or they're going to be Mr. Irrelevant. They're going to be the last pick in the NFL draft.
I'm so glad that something's getting fired up, and I think that we're all glad that some semblance of sports are going to be coming back. You know, for people who are like, yeah, I don't know if this is safe enough. The thing is these leagues are going to take all their cues off of like, okay, how are we going to be able to do this? And we can't have people get sick. They can't have people get sick. It's not that they can't. It's just that they don't want it at all. So they're going to be avoiding that like crazy, because the last thing they want is to get going and have what happened in Japanese baseball, where they have to fire, they have to power back down again and go, nope, we had a couple people get it, and now we got to stop doing it. So I think you're going to see a lot of care taken. Fans, take a back seat for a minute, watch it from home, and just deal with it this way. We're going to take the break. We got our 2-minute drill next. Stay right here with us on KSL's Unrivaled.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.